Our verse-by-verse study through the New Testament book of Luke. When we left off a couple of weeks, sending out some 70 disciples, he gave them power to heal King to God wherever they went. When they returned with a good report, he called, "But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, rather than making the lawyer, Jesus put it to him as a legal issue, saying, "What is written in the law? What is the statement of the greatest commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, neighbor as yourself." Well, Jesus commended him, saying, "Do this, and you will live to justify himself." In other words, he wanted to excuse himself. So, I think trying to be clever, he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" The limits of our duty to love others. Indeed, it sounds very, and still inherit eternal life. But behind the question. So Jesus tells him a parable instead. Now, curiously, we're given no insight into the thinking of the priest and the Levite in the story, but involved in temple worship. So we might surmise that they were both concerned, might prevent them from discharging their various duties to God. And it's a legitimate concern, but under the man who fell among thieves was naked, grievously wounded, and as Jesus describes it, theology to decide that you can best serve God by leaving an injured man. The idea that they were afraid of ritual impurity seems to be supported by the fact that they wouldn't even get close to this guy. Again, it's a legitimate concern because Torah declared that whoever touches a corpse be dead, at least not yet. I suppose they could have taken him to town as die along the way. And of course, if that happened, they honestly, the whole thing doesn't really add up. I suspect the concern about ritual impurity offered a convenient excuse to not do that. How do you suppose God feels when we use him to do? How do you suppose he feels when we use not to do the things he has clearly called us to do? 38 through 42. By introducing it here, as Luke does, he calls on us as he helps us to appreciate how a good thing can become a 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village. Luke is, I think, in chronological order from the events that preceded them. However, what is clear is that these events that Luke describes here actually took place. Luke is all that we will come to discover is that this certain village was in fact Bethany, a town that was only a couple miles. Jesus and his band of followers were ministering way up north in Galilee and Samaria. This story in this position for thematic reasons. Be Bethany, a certain woman named Martha welcomed Jesus into her house. Master, or perhaps lady, especially as in lady of the house, at the door, and it is Martha who welcomed Jesus into what is described as her. It suggests that she considered it her domain, her turf, if you will. Jesus, one that may well have gone back years before this event. And it's, if so, Martha would have been looking forward to the arrival of Jesus, and while welcome, we get the impression that Martha wanted to be the perfect hostess, as her name implies. According to the Catholic tradition, however, in the less flattering biblical usage, her name means she. Apologies to any Marthas in the audience. Clear. In any case, Luke tells us it was who he had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Village is Bethany. We do that because Mary and Martha are mentioned together elsewhere in scriptures, and together the three of them are beloved by Jesus as close friends. If Martha were the older sister, that would explain why she took the lead in extending hospitality to guests. She would be principally responsible for making sure that the hospital... She didn't necessarily want to be solely responsible for it. And there's the rub. Jesus' feet and heard his word. The problem, as we shall soon see, part to help Martha with the various duties of hospitality. But what I find, as in English, the Greek word for also can be copulative or two things together, or it can simply add one to the other. The idea that Martha sat there too. Also, that they sat together, simply intended to describe the setting, with Martha doing her thing, presumably in the kitchen, and also is reminiscent of an old Jewish saying, let your house be a meeting house for the sages and sit amidst. As we understand it then, to sit at a teacher's feet is the posture of Jesus in the role of disciples, so this in and of itself is nothing new. He not only welcomed them, but he seemed to tell us that while women could hear Torah taught in the synagogue or even listen in on a teacher's as men were. Instead, if a woman was going to learn Torah, she would typically have to do it. There's nothing wholly unusual about the picture that Luke paints here, except that the teacher of his feet without ever leaving their house. This is where I think Martha gets a bad rap. She may not be showing it very well on this occasion, as we shall see, and she may not. But I think Martha was a disciple of Jesus as much as any of us. She was sometimes distracted by other things. That said, Mary does seem to be. Bethany is seen three times in the gospel record, and on each occasion she's in the same place. Here in verse 39, she fell at his feet and shared her woe at the death of Lazarus in John. Out her worship in John 12, verse 3, anointing his feet with costly oil and then wiping. Illustrates that the way we love and worship and show appreciation to God in different circumstances. Verse 40, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my... Tell her to help me. Around. The clear implication is that Martha wasn't really enjoying her time with... To show Jesus a certain quality of hospitality that she has succeeded unwittingly at risk of missing the joy of the visit. Altogether. We aspire to do our very best, but we find ourselves fussing about. We set an unrealistic standard for ourselves, and then we blame those around us when this phenomenon can do lasting damage to relationships. And it's often the very thing. We have impractical ambitions and false expectations, memory of past failures. Memories that could have taught us to be more modest. Luke tells us that Martha was distracted with much serving, and while I'm no expert in what is it that she could possibly have been doing, really? In other words, she was dragging around, preparing food and doing dishes. So much effort and attention. I mean, had Martha been given any kind of notice of... But before we start criticizing Martha, let's remember serving. And here, Martha was distracted that a good thing can become a bad thing. Do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. It wasn't so depressingly whiny. I mean, Martha... And I suspect she was getting increasingly upset with each passing moment. I suspect in her own mind, probably began by thinking to herself, you know, Mary should at least offer. Mary should probably just skip offering and just help. She must be able to see the injustice that she's suffering. But ultimately regrettable question. Lord Jesus, have we uttered words like our suffering, and he needs us to remind him how to do. Martha registered to instruct Mary, saying, therefore, tell her to help me something. As far as we know, Martha never asked Mary to help. In her own frustration, so long that by the time she spoke, she couldn't. Jesus loved Martha. I'm sure he also knew that a gentle answer turns away wrath. Storm of self-pity. Verse 41, and you are worried Mary has chosen that. But one thing is needed, not plus that the double address, Martha, Martha, should be understood as evidence of a tenderly reply to us when our demands come off as pitiful or presumptuous about many things. Notice he's not being dismissive about the things that concern her. He didn't rebuke her for serving, troubled. Intent on serving Christ. I mean, we have every reason to believe that pleasing him, not because concerns were so great, but simply because there were so many itself. We should remember that the life, our life, our service, it's a testimony. And it's important that we understand that the way we serve can say, is that if it really needs to be done and it's fallen to you, it doesn't really need to be done and you have the chance to do more important things, then why are you doing it at all? Martha's concerns. But this is the core of the story. And it's the core dilemma of Christian having on our lives and our choices. We still face the question of what to do with our or worship. Should we pray together or pray alone? Yes, yes, yes. Matter, we can't always do all of them at the same time. That which is most needful in the moment. A Samaritan may have had her to the injured, issues with the way that he loved God, but there's no question devotion to God. But I don't know, wasn't Mary doing that very thing? Duties? Here again, we have another case, as you well know, women's expectations. Well, Mary's violates it. But the Christian Martha was worried and troubled about many things, yet under the circumstances, they were the wrong thing. Caused her to act out in a keep in mind that hospitality is a way of expressing Christian love. But you can't express Christian love. So there may be many things that could be done. While the message is tenderly presented, it is still firm and direct. Part, the better thing. And Jesus is not going to be drawn in. Asks Jesus if he cares about her situation. It's important that we understand that she asks in a way that she doesn't instruct Mary to help us precisely because she believes he really does care. Her own choices made have left her with an undue concern about the I think she's gone herself. And she envies Mary, who was reclining the dish rag and sat down next to her. But she seems nearly. It's almost as if Martha's trying to earn the approval and affection of Jesus with her own good works. Doesn't. He knows that his destiny at Calvary, and we all face the same dilemma in our own lives, since we too are destined to die. But what's the point in hell if we're else if we're going to spend our whole life at the office? And what's the point? Coming up, he describes it there. Worry is the enemy of peace. It is the and it is a tool of the enemy to provoke anger. So rather than rebuking Martha for her misplaced anger, fed them with manna from heaven. And the reason for doing so, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Of course, yeah, I suppose he could have food for the two. After all, she was presumably concerned about find equal. That is the one thing that is needed. She stands out as an example of a good disciple who wants nothing more than to sit at. After all, isn't that what the. Hear him. But notice, Mary doesn't say a word. We won't listen. And we can't listen if we won't stop talking. about what other people are doing or not doing. Where true peace is found, his teaching. Because there is no call, we'll serve one another in love, and we shouldn't read this passage as if it... We are sure we're in to consider God's word and to meditate on it. Defiled religion before God. If we love the Lord, then we're going to seek to learn more about him. And as we learn more, we put service ahead of submission. The problem is, and if we should, Jesus has prepared works by comparison to others, we may miss the mission. And we may even try to lift ourselves up by putting down those around us. Christ, it can propel us to a life of noble aspiration. Remember the seed that fell among the thorns back in chapter 8, verse 4, and the pleasures of this life. As believers, we need to learn. Jesus wants us to know that we're saved by grace through faith in him and not by works, but that doesn't mean understand that the enemy can, without the right heart things, to create bad outcomes. It begins as God's. When we learn to trust God's love, then we can finally serve the hope of our own salvation. Then we are set free to serve others. Heavenly Father, please help us to express our love. Help us to be mindful of the way it can affect what you can accomplish with our deep hunger for the truth of service. And help. At the same time, Lord, we pray you would give us opportunity in their proper. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.